Illuminations, man. Back on this shit, right? Yeah. I know y'all checked out that last one, man. and then that pause game short. That was crazy. Yo, I got that mystery solving pause game. Hey, yo. You know, yeah, lately you have been seeing me going in on Orange Man and talking my shit, even though I voted for the motherfucker, right? But, you know, I'm starting to notice every president has one downfall in their 4 years. Every last one of them. Let me give you an example. John F. Kennedy's was the Bay of Pigs situation. That whole Bay of Pigs thing. Really, it wasn't even his fault. That was his, you know, predecessor's fault. Well, I wouldn't say... Well, you can actually say it was his predecessor's issue. Because Nixon planned that shit. Right along with Dulles and Cabell. But, you know, Orange Man had a downfall in his first term. And that was Operation Warp Speed. I hope y'all ain't even forgot about that. The reason why you guys is knocking on people that got these fucking masks on their face is because of that. But a lot of y'all are saying that he blindsided them, Fauci and his Ouchie crew. And I get that. RFK is trying to handle it, but it is what it is over there. For Orange Man's second term, it's gotta be this Epstein shit. It's a mystery wrapped in an enigma, which is a haystack. And in the middle of that damn haystack, it's a big old pile of shit. But if you touch it, you gonna get the needle. You know, damn near literally if you really look at it. It's kind of fucked up though. But we talked about it at great length in my shows, like before this, so I'm not gonna get too far into it. Is there anything else that I may need to go ahead and address? Yeah, man, the GIC, or the lowest common denominator, as I like to call it in the show. Are y'all starting to see who the fuck they are trying to cater to? If that bitch has problems with any of you, that change will be made. If there's a change she wants made, it will be made. You haven't noticed it yet? We'll take off the rose-colored glasses and put on them They Live glasses so you can see what the fuck this is, you know? It's a damn shame, bro. I mean, ain't no way in hell. Ain't no way in hell. But yeah, we can only bring out so much awareness to some people. I mean, check it. Like, for instance, I've already took the pill of truth years ago, and I'm still on a daily dose of it. But, you know, and like, for some people, that pill ain't really for you. Them side effects will kick your ass. I mean, I'd like to say that I've gotten a few side effects here and there. But when it works, when it's supposed to work, it's on, you know. I mean that figuratively, motherfucker. We ain't druggies around here. You know, in taking that, that's one thing to know what's going on, to know what the truth is. It is a totally different thing to be able to do something about that issue, you know. So now that you know the truth, what can you do about that shit, you know? If you ain't got nothing to do with it, I mean, well, not ain't nothing to do with it, but if you ain't got nothing to do about it, what's the point of knowing the truth? Yeah, I'm starting to get to that. But that's what the comments are for. Talk to me about that. Get at you later. See you on the next bucket. And Rumination. Later.